Proclamation number 7649 of 17th of July, 1960. The redemptive work of Jesus was unique. This was my love's greatest work that I died for you on the cross. My love is infinite and therefore always and forever applies to my living creations, even if they're still far away from me. It also pursues the deeply sunk and helps it up again and again. And it will not rest until the work of return is completed. Yet the greatest love on my part would not have been able to accept you again if you had not first become free of your guilt of sin. For even love cannot eliminate justice, and the guilt had to be redeemed first, atonement had to be made for it. An atonement which the sinful creature was incapable of making, even if eternities had passed by. This is why my love itself redeemed the guilt by accomplishing the act of salvation, by suffering and dying on the cross for the sins of humanity. My love itself accomplished the work and embodied itself for this purpose in a human being who allowed this embodiment in himself because his love for me and his fellow human beings was so strong that he wanted to suffer and die for them. I myself, as the eternal lover, was thus in him, in the man Jesus, who shed his blood for his brothers in order to redeem their great guilt of sin. This was a unique act of salvation which can never be surpassed in its greatness before or since, for I truly chose the most bitter death because the magnitude of the guilt was immeasurable and required the greatest suffering and pain in order to establish compensation for this guilt towards justice. For although Jesus' cover was human, yet Jesus' soul was from above, which also explains that it suffered far more in the kingdom of darkness than a person living in the midst of sin can imagine. But he wanted to suffer for his fallen brothers, and I accepted this sacrifice because the love in him wanted to make it and because I never refuse love when it wants to express itself. For love is my primal element. And thus I found myself in the man Jesus and sacrificed myself for humanity. This act of mercy is so immense that it will also remain incomprehensible to you humans as long as you still live on earth. But one day you will recognize what has taken place in the spiritual kingdom through this act of salvation. You will recognize it when you have entered that kingdom yourselves and when you are then allowed to experience the process of Jesus' crucifixion yourselves, which will then overwhelm you and make you sing praise and thanks. And every mature soul will be allowed to experience it in the spiritual kingdom and only then recognize the love and grace which prevailed that I myself walked across the earth in the man Jesus. For a bridge has now been built from people to me which may be entered by every soul that wants to come to me. There is a path from the kingdom without light into the kingdom of light and bliss. And this path could and can be taken by anyone who wants to reach me in my kingdom. It is the path Jesus took and which you'll only need to follow in order to be united with me again. Thus the guilt of sin has been redeemed. And this act of salvation was accomplished for all people of the past, the present and the future. Everyone can find redemption who seriously strives towards the final aim, the union with me, for he will find forgiveness of his guilt through Jesus Christ, who laid down his life for him, who paid the purchase price for all souls with his blood. And every ready-made soul will be allowed to experience the sacrifice on the cross itself. But never will such a work of redemption be repeated. For Jesus died for all people of the past, the present and the future, and this means that my love was satisfied with this work of mercy. But that the human being himself must now also want his own redemption, otherwise Jesus died for him on the cross in vain. Anyone who does not find his way to Jesus Christ will never accept redemption, for it can only be brought to him through him. Anyone who rejects Jesus Christ also rejects me, and he will never be able to unite with me. Anyone who does not accept Jesus Christ will continue to be burdened with his great guilt of sin, and the gates to the kingdom of light will be closed to him. 17th of the 7th, 1960, a new humans of the present time live in the redemption period in which I myself ascended to earth in Jesus in order to redeem your guilt, in order to accomplish the great work of mercy which is unique and will remain so for all eternity. Thus you are able to exploit the blessings of the act of salvation during your earthly life, and you still have the opportunity to do so if you are not yet redeemed, that is, if you have not yet approached Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. For you still have a short time left until the end. But you will inevitably have to seek and find him during this time if you don't want to go astray for eternity, for there is no other redemption for you than that you acknowledge him and thus me myself in him, so that you will be released from your original sin through your will, which burdens every person who has not yet taken his path to Jesus Christ. And therefore my name will be preached with increased zeal throughout the world. Jesus Christ will be proclaimed throughout the world, and truly, every person who believes in him and gives himself to him in this faith will be allowed to experience the strength of his name. Then he will live for eternity, even though he will lose his earthly life before the end. But faith in Jesus Christ protects him from destruction, for no one can perish who acknowledges him because he shed his blood for all people. For the people of the past, the present and the future. Let it be said to you that his work of redemption was a unique one, the like of which has never happened before and will never happen again. For I myself sacrificed myself in the man Jesus on the cross, and my act of love truly had such an effect that the redemption of all humanity's guilt is guaranteed, no matter how great it was and is. But people have to want to be redeemed. Against his will, no human being will be forced to accept the blessings of my act of salvation. Against his will, no human being's guilt of sin can be redeemed. And therefore people cannot be spared the fate of a new banishment either who do not voluntarily place themselves under the cross of Christ, who do not accept Jesus Christ, who have no faith in me and my greater than great love, which wants to help all people who are in spiritual hardship. I must let them go their way which, however, will certainly lead to the aim one day. I leave them complete freedom, but how they use their freedom determines the state which awaits them as soon as the end of the earth has come. And the time and hour of this end has been determined since eternity, and it can no longer be stopped because divine order has to be restored, which no longer reigns on this earth. But I can only ever point out this end to you and admonish you to utmost soul work. And this consists of increased activity of love. And then you will also be able to recognize Jesus Christ as your Savior and Redeemer, and you will take the path to the cross, and then you will also no longer be able to get lost. Amen.